Good morning, good afternoon, good evening for whenever you're listening to this. This is the Muslim Next Door podcast, and I'm your host, Shufat. So last week, you may have noticed I didn't post anything. That was because I was so busy all week. My sister got engaged last Sunday, and then I got sick that night, and then the day, 2 days following, so I couldn't get around to sitting down finishing the podcast. I had recorded half of it, I swear. I had discussed, you know, the whole Rihanna thing and how I felt about it. And so it just kind of, at this point, it's a little too late to put it out, I feel. And I didn't completely finish it. So I was like, I will just move on from it. And hopefully I can get back to posting every Monday. It was just 1 week, hopefully. And not every week. Important life updates, I guess. My sister got engaged. It was a lot of fun. It was very COVID cautious, so we didn't invite a lot of people. It was just like really close friends. And yeah, it was very small, but I think it was a lot better that it was small. I feel like when we kind of crowd things, it makes it a little, makes it different. And I felt like because it was small, a smaller group of people, people that we know, it was a lot more fun and you felt a lot more comfortable just kind of being yourself and doing whatever you kind of wanted to do, because these are people that like you see on the daily, you know. You're not inviting 50 plus people like we usually do and not knowing the majority of them, because your parents just want to invite other people because that's just how culturally it goes. They invited us to their wedding, so we're gonna have to invite them to our weddings. So I guess a lot of people who prefer smaller weddings kind of and engagement parties and that kind of thing are kind of winning during COVID. You know, they have an excuse to throw something small and people can't get mad at them. Because honestly, when it comes to like, I know for Lebanese culture and like Arab culture, it's kind of like very disrespectful if you don't invite someone to your engagement or to your wedding that once invited you, even if you may not be close. And I think it's just such a weird cultural thing, I guess, that we have. And it's why we always end up with 200 plus people at weddings. And as fun as it is and nice it is to have such a big wedding and like bring people, I feel like a wedding should be something like very personal and very close to you and not like crazy, like huge. And so I feel like anyone who feels that way also kind of is winning and has won. And I think that's why a lot of people got married in the last like 3 or 4 months. I feel like I've seen more COVID weddings this year. Like I've seen more COVID weddings than I have my whole life, which was funny. But I mean, it's great. Everyone's in love. Everyone's trying to find something to do during these lockdown times. But yeah, it was good. And then I woke up Monday morning. It was Thanksgiving. We were off from work. I was going to finish the podcast 6 in the morning. I was going to get up, finish it, have it ready for 8 a.m. But I was, one, tired from the night before because we had stayed up pretty late. And two, I got really sick. And it was more just like I had chills and I was just really tired and I could not get out of bed. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to post it. And I wasn't able to even post that I'm unable to post it. And so I just kind of got lazy about it and I didn't post anything all week, which is not a great thing. Yeah, so here we are back to recording the podcast, back to, you know, me going on about certain things. And so I sat looking, I was like, what would I talk about this week? I felt like nothing really major happened in the media that was so different, nothing to kind of really talk about other than like maybe Gal Gadot, whatever her name is, Israeli actress who is now being cast as Cleopatra. You know, I'm not here for it, that's for sure. I mean, Cleopatra is clearly Egyptian, and you getting a Israeli woman is very disrespectful. An Israeli woman who's part of the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, who kills children, I'm not a fan of, and it's very disrespectful. But I mean, I've previously talked about how we've always been misrepresented in the media, and here it goes again, and it's going to continue happening, and people were outraged, and I don't know what that outrage is going to do. Hopefully this outrage you know, gets people to change their minds about who they've casted for this role. But one can hope, but who knows? And I've also looked around and I've tried to see what else can I talk about that I haven't talked about before, and I just was so stumped. I was like, I don't know. And then I actually got into, you know, there's this joking conversation that's kind of been like ongoing for like years in our family, and that's where we went to school, whether it was we went to university or to college. And so the eldest went to a college, went to a university, sorry. And that was because my parents pushed that. My dad, he was like, no, you have to go to university. You have to go to university. My sister had no idea what she was doing. She went into a random program, stood around a couple times, wasted a couple of years, and didn't end up with a decent degree. And she actually ended up going back to college. So that's the short story of that. And so then when it came to my second eldest sister who wanted to go to college, my dad was very kind of against that. No, that's not for smart people. You're dumb if you go to college. And it was this huge, like debate for them. And, like, I think this is, like, a very cultural thing, too. I feel like a lot of Arabs, I've noticed, think that. I don't know about other cultures. But I've noticed that Arabs tend to think that college is for stupid people. Or, you know, people in general, really, think college is for stupid people and university is for smart people, which is not true. And so that was like a huge debate. My sister ended up going to college. She wasn't a huge school person. She does not like school. So it was just an easier route for her to go into college and take just a quick 2-year program, get something done, get it out of the way. So she did that. So then when it came to my turn, I was, you know, growing up, I was always the smart kid, to my parents. And so they had expected me, well, my dad had expected me to go to university, but when it came to apply, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I kind of struggled with that. And in my time in high school, which I talked about in the last episode, I talked about how I was kind of too busy impressing friends than studying and figuring out what I wanted to study in school. So it came to applying for university, and the only thing I knew I liked was English, and that would mean going and taking, getting an English degree, and then what am I going to work with it? I'd have to become a teacher. And that was not something I wanted to do. I didn't want to be a teacher. I just, not for me, not a fan of teaching kids. So I ended up kind of just like floundering and be like, what am I going to do? And my mom was like, why don't you look into computers? Do something with computers at Fanshawe. It's a quick program, whatever it is. You can switch out. It's not crazy expensive. You know, and if you don't like it, you can easily switch out and you're not wasting a crazy amount of money. And I was like, that's smart. So I actually ended up applying for college, for a computer, for computer programming. I applied to actually 3 random programs: dental hygienist, computer programming, computer systems technician. And then when it came to choose, when I got accepted, I just chose the most interesting one, which was computer programming. But when I broke to my dad the news that I was going to go to college and not university, and that's what I've opted for, he was very, disappointed, because I would have easily gotten into university if I applied. My grades were, you know, they were acceptable for university required grades. So for him, it was really shocking. Like, you're the smart one. You know what you're doing. Why are you going to college? He didn't get that. It didn't mean I was stupid, you know, and I don't blame him. It's just kind of what people always assumed and said about university and colleges. And so when I went in, it was kind of like, he was kind of like unsure. But then when he saw the program I was in and saw, like, the stress and the amount of work I was doing, you know, I was at school all day, like, he would not see me. He started to kind of see that, hey, like, maybe there's something good out of it. And then I think also a big shocker for him was 2 years into when I was into college, my eldest sister who went to university went back to college and she did a 2-year finance diploma. And the reason she did that is because she studied 6 years at Western and didn't end up with a proper degree because she went in without knowing what she wanted to do, and it kind of set her back, and she spent 6 years in university and ended up still working at the same job she was at working at before, and she was not able to find a new job with what she studied, so she ended up opting to go back to college. And the moment she was out of college, she got a job. And I feel like this is when my dad started realizing, like, okay, like, you know, you don't have to be stupid to go to college. And I think during my time there, he slowly started to realize, like, oh, she knows what she's doing. So after all this, kind of the running joke was, you know, like, oh, my dad likes my two other sisters because they went to university and not me and my other sister because we went to college. And so it's this kind of ongoing joke because my younger sister now, she just started at university and she's kind of doing the same thing my older sister did. She's unsure of what she's doing. You know, we tried to tell her, go to college, maybe see what you like and then go to university. She did what she wanted to do. And I'm like, good on you, because you're doing what you want to do and this is what you want to do. Go for it. The best we can do is advise you. But yeah, so the joke is kind of like, oh, you are doing this for her because she went to university. Oh, you're doing this for her because, you know, I went to college and she did it. And so it's just kind of this ongoing joke now, but we kind of like aren't, you know, we're not upset about it. It's just funny to us now. But a year in, actually, I ended up dropping out of college. Because I was like, I don't think I want to do this computer programming thing. It's not for me. I don't know what else I'm going to do. Did not enjoy it. So I actually ended up applying to I ended up applying to college for English. I got in full ride, you know, I got scholarships to cover my first year, and extra for books and that kind of thing. And so it was like free ride to university first year, English major. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll do it. I mean, there's nothing else for me that I'm interested in and nothing else I want to do. And then I went on vacation for a month. I went to Denmark to visit my aunt who lives there, for my mom's side and my cousins. And so while I was there, I went and visited my other cousin in Germany, and they had an issue with their laptop. When they were plugging in the USB cable, it wasn't working. They took it to a bunch of different people there and no one could figure it out. And so I was like, you know what, let me give it a try. You know, like, I worked with computers for a bit. I studied a bit. And mind you, this computer was all in German. The language was German. I had no idea what it said. I was kind of moving about it from memory, from what I knew. And so I went in and I was like, let's see what's going on. When I went in, it was literally just a missing driver. They just needed to download it, get it up. It took me a little longer because I had to kind of Google translate all the words, because everything, the settings, everything was in German. And so I had to sit and Google things on my phone and to go back and then go here and go there and kind of thing to finally get to where I need to get. And then when I actually figured, like, fixed the problem, it took me five minutes to fix it, and pull it up and everything. And so when I was like, oh, it's done, it's fixed, they were so shocked. And my aunt was like, you can't drop out of college and leave computers and studying computers to go for English. You know, she kind of was like, go back, try it again, do something a little different. And I was like, you know what, I think I am. So I ended up coming back after my vacation, dropping out of university, and I reapplied to college. I applied to computer systems technology, got in, and I went into it, and it was a different kind of field from what programming is. Programming is all code. And it was something I enjoyed doing, but not in school, and the way that it was very stressed out, and like, they teach you the concept within a week. It took me 2 weeks to kind of get the concept, so I was falling behind a lot, and I was like, okay, I'm not gonna do this, not for me. And it's something I do on the side for fun now. And so I ended up liking, you know, the hardware component, the networking, the routers, the switches, that kind of thing of everything when it came to computer-based stuff. So that's what I ended up doing. And then I followed up with like a security certificate kind of program, just because I loved security and network security and all that stuff. It's very interesting to learn that stuff and to kind of know it. And so that's what I ended up doing in graduating. And I got a really good job right out of college. And so my dad noticed, like, oh, wow, like, you're not an idiot. And I think during my time in college, he realized that. And he knew I wasn't dumb, and he knew I was a smart kid. He was just kind of like, why is such a smart kid going to college, which is for dumb people? And that's kind of what his thinking was. It was that very like era mentality that we have. And so now he kind of realizes that it's not for people who are dumb, and like slowly understanding that there are programs there, and it's not easier than university. Like, my program was extremely stressful and it was a lot of work. People take nursing in the college, you know, they take it like bridged with the university. Like, there's all these programs that are there that are very intense. They're not easy programs. They might look easier because they're shorter time, but I feel like just because it's a shorter time, it's more stressful because you have to learn everything in 2 years or 3 years rather than if you go to Western and or university and you learn it within 4 years, and it's stressful, but you have a longer time to learn it, I feel. Rather than college, you go in, you kind of learn everything from like day one, and it's very hands-on compared to a university, which I enjoyed because I'm a hands-on learner. I like to see things, I like to touch everything and learn by doing it rather than just reading about it, because if I read about it, I'm like, okay, I understand it, but can I do it, you know? And so I think college was better for me for that reason too, because not only did I not know what I wanted to do, and so it was just a cheaper route for me to take to kind of find what I was interested in. It was also an easier way for me to learn, you know, I could have went to university and did all the studying and books and everything, but I would have came out not really having that hands-on experience. But with college, I got to do that. I had a friend who switched to college and took the same program. They took computer programming at Western. They took like computer science at university, and then they switched to college and took the computer programming there. And he was saying to me, he's like, they did a whole year worth of Java, just textbook work, reading about it, and they never coded, they never did anything. And then when he went to college and he switched over, he learned so much within the first month of the class, you know, and he was, you know, coding left and right. And he's like, I understand all these concepts, but I had never applied them, and I'm finally applying them. And he's like, in the year at Western, I did that in a month. And so he kind of had a more of a deeper understanding, which was awesome. But he's like, I could have lived without it. And so I feel like when it comes to choosing schools and what you're good at and what you're comfortable with, you have to kind of just do it for yourself. Don't do it for your parents. Don't feel pressured. And I know it's easier said than done. You know, you don't want to disappoint your parents. You don't want to upset your parents. But, you know, I had to disappoint my dad to kind of figure out what I wanted to do, because I wasn't going to put myself in a position where I'm, one, wasting all this money going to university that for a program that I'm not fully committed to. And I'm not going to waste 4 years of my life doing a program I'm not fully committed to. You know, it's not something that, like, I love English and I enjoy it, but in the end, what am I going to do with it? Become a teacher? And that's not what I was into. And so it wasn't for me. And I wasn't going to put myself in that position where I'm wasting 4 years of my life. And then, you know, teacher's college is another 2 years here in Canada. So that's 6 years of my life to end up doing something that I don't enjoy. And I ended up going to college, doing something in 4 years, doing two things in 4 years, and something that I really enjoyed and I like working with. And I found myself kind of having fun with. You need to understand, like, you're going to disappoint your parents. And it's, you're not going to always be able to impress them, and you're always going to let them down. I'd rather let my parents down over something small like this, I feel, than something big. And so my dad's kind of, like, happy with my education. He's so proud of me, and he, like, tells everyone, oh, my daughter's a computer genius. And I'm like, no, Dad, I'm literally not. And he'll, like, and I, like, the Arab culture, they kind of, like, exaggerate things. So my dad specifically, I feel like it's Arab men too, like all his friends too, they like hype up their children. And so my dad hypes me up too, and he says, like, oh, she's a computer engineer. I'm like, I'm not, but okay, I'll take it, like, I don't mind. That's not a bad thing to kind of be known for. But it's funny because, like, we were at a wedding once a couple years back, I think I was still in school studying, and my dad was catching up with old friends who he hadn't seen in years, because we were at a wedding where they invited a million people. And so they were all talking. One guy's like, oh, my son is studying to be a nurse. My other person was like, my daughter's studying to be a lawyer or whatever, whatever. My dad was like, yeah, my daughter's an engineer. And they had this conversation. I didn't know about it. As we were leaving the wedding, one of my dad's friends comes up to me. He's like, oh, yeah, your father said you're doing computer engineering. How is that? How are you finding it? And I'm like, what? And I just kind of went along with it, because I was like, I'm not going to, you know, call my dad and embarrass him. And then, so I went along with it. And then later when we were leaving in the car, I was like, Dad, what did you tell them? And he's like, honestly, they were all hyping up their children. We all know his son's not a nurse. He's studying like medical assistant, but he like made it sound like he was a nurse. The other guy's like, his daughter's not becoming a lawyer. She's a paralegal. And so, like, he was just, like, they all hype up their kids, so he's, like, I wasn't gonna, you know, not hype up my kid, too. And he's, like, anyways, you're technically a computer engineer. You know what you're doing with computers. You just didn't go to a university and get a computer engineering degree, but it doesn't mean you're not a computer engineer. So my dad's mine. I'm a computer engineer, which I don't mind. I'll take it. But it was just funny. And it's just, like, that era mentality where they have to, like, be better than the next person. My dad's, like, I'm not gonna let them sit there, hype their children, and think, like, they can get away with it. He's like, I joined along, you know, just for fun. And he's like, what are they gonna know? I'm not gonna see them for till the next wedding, which is probably another 4 or 5 years. There's a lot of those kind of stories in my life growing up where my parents kind of hype us up, and I think that's, like, any parent wants to hype up their child more than what they actually are, and it's just funny. But back to the whole doing kind of what you want in school, I really push people to kind of follow what they want to do. And if you're unsure, take a year off. If you don't know, go to a college, take some programs, take some classes, see what interests you, and then follow through on that. There's no need for you to feel so pressured at the age of 18 to know what you want to do. And even at this age, like, you know, I'm 23 and I would still go back to school to study something different just because I constantly want to learn and I constantly want to better myself. And so I would go back. I just don't know what I'd go back for. But I mean, even at an older age, if you find yourself in a career that you're not very happy with, you know, take some online classes if you're unable to physically go into school. I mean, everything right now with COVID, a lot of it is online. And if you're having, you know, it's trouble financially to pay for school to go back at an older age, take them just class by class. You don't have to take it all at once. You know, you can do stuff part time. And I'm just a very huge advocate of going to school and going back to school, especially if you're doing something that you don't enjoy or you're not finding something with what you studied. You know, there's nothing wrong with going back when you're older. And I feel like that's another kind of mentality that we have Arab-wise, is that once you're older, it's like you can't go back to school. And I think that's kind of anywhere you kind of see that, you know, like there's a lot of people who tell you, oh, I'm like 30 years old, I can't go back to school. That means I'm just starting from scratch. It's like, no, you're still continuing to learn. You're bettering yourself. You're not starting from scratch. You're just continuing your journey. And part of your journey is going back and learning. And there's nothing wrong with that. And so that's why I'm like a huge advocate in go back to school if you want to go back. It's not the end of the world. You know, sometimes it's harder for people financially to be able to go back, or time-wise, or whatever it is. But, you know, there's a way to make it work. There's going to be sacrifices that need to be made, but if you're really passionate about it, you'll find a way to do it. Whether it's doing it part-time or, you know, kind of taking a plunge and leaving your job and kind of going back to living the student life if you're able to. Or do it online, you know. There's a lot of different ways you can go about learning and continuing to learn. And if you're interested in it, I feel like do it. Don't let anything hold you back. Don't let your age hold you back. Don't let, you know, what you're going to study hold you back. Because it's, in the end, it's your life and you're going to be living with those decisions. And if 50 years down the line, you sit and look back and you're like, oh, I regret not going back. You know, like, what kind of life have you lived then? And so for me, I'm a very, like, do whatever your heart desires kind of person and live in the moment. Don't kind of overthink everything. And because I just kind of was like, oh, this is kind of what I want to do. Let's do it. Can I make it work? Yes. Okay, let's make it work. Because I don't want to, 20 years down the line, kind of look back and be like, I regret not going back to school. I regret not doing this. I regret not traveling. I regret, you know, taking this program. Because you might, you know, I'm kind of getting bored of what I'm doing. And that's just because I'm constantly wanting to do something different. And that's just how I am. But I've kind of tamed that with hobbies. You know, I constantly switch my hobbies. One moment it's reading, one moment it's painting, one moment it's drawing, one moment it's writing, one moment it's just binge watching stuff on YouTube. So it's like I need that constant change in my life, and so I find a way to make a balance. But right now, if you tell me, hey, let's go study this program and I'm interested in it, I'm so down to go back to school and kind of, I guess what people say, start over. Because you live once. I'm not going to be 23 again, and I'm not going to hold myself back because I'm embarrassed at how old I am or embarrassed of what people are going to think of me if I do go back to school. In the end, I'm the one that's going to have to live with the decisions I make, and I'm not gonna let what other people think influence it, and I feel like you shouldn't as well. So if right now you're listening to this and there's something you've always wanted to do, this is your sign. Go do it. So I think I'm gonna end the podcast here. I guess do what you will with the information I just gave you and the motivation I gave you. So it's been a Muslim Next Door podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay 6 feet apart, and don't miss your prayers. See you next week.